It's time for the Kelly in the Morning Podcast. Now here she is, the one, the only, Kelly O'Neill.
My Cool Radio and MyCoolRadio.com. Very excited this morning. We have a guest in the studio, Rebecca Drennan with Opportunities, Inc. Thank you so much for coming in. So, Rebecca, what do you do over there?
So, I do development, donor relations, fundraising, marketing.
That's fun.
What I do.
That is super fun because you get to come talk on the radio.
I know. I have a fun job.
Yeah. So, you guys have coming up the Color Run, which I think is the neatest thing in the world.
Yes. So our Color Run, it's coming up on April 25th. Registration launches on Monday through Eventbrite and our Facebook page. But we're hosting it. What's special about it? We're hosting it on our Wellness Trails, which is a trail out of opportunities, a nature trail. And it has sculptures and artwork that were dedicated through families, friends, and donors
that
of opportunities.
So cool.
Yes.
I didn't know that you guys had that out there.
Yeah. So it has pavilions along the trail and all of this different colorful artwork. And so we really felt like a Color Run matched all of the different sculptures. And
that's perfect.
Yeah. It was just an awesome environment.
So Color Run, for somebody that doesn't know, you guys throw colors at them?
Yes, we throw colored powder. You run through, and at each pavilion, we'll have people, volunteers, stationed to soak you with colored powder.
Okay, yeah. So is there like a, you know, like the t-shirt shooters at concerts, you know, that shoots the t-shirts out? Is there any, do you just get a handful of powder and throw it at them?
Some people use Dixie cups, and some people use the shooters, but we're going to be using squirt bottles because you'll be kind of close to the runners. The shooters are really for, like, the big launches at the beginning where it all goes up at once. But, yeah, you'll be squirted with, like, a ketchup bottle full of colored powder.
I just think that is the funnest thing ever. Just add that to, you know, all the sweat you've got. How long is the run, by the way?
So our trail, the run is for children. So we have two divisions. One division is for the parents to actually push their child in a stroller so that the parents can get involved. And then the other division is for children, either birth to 10, if they want to run. If they're 1 year old, they can. Our trail is 1/4 of a mile long.
Okay.
So the stroller division and the running division will be two different lengths. We haven't worked out logistics yet. But since it's for kids, it won't be super long. We don't want to tire them out.
I just feel like you just upped it when you told me, you know, it's kids that are doing this and getting the colored powder. Oh, they're going to be so excited. So much fun. Okay, so Opportunities, Inc. is just such a great organization.
It is.
Tell me about all the things you guys do.
Yeah, so we serve children and adults in our communities that have developmental disabilities. We offer speech, physical, and occupational therapy to children, and then we offer integrated employment and a daycare center for our adults. We focus birth to 5 and then 18 to end of life, and our oldest client is 85 years old, so it's really awesome.
Wow. That is I didn't realize you guys went that high in age. On Friday, it's National Caregivers Day.
It is.
So you guys help caregivers out by, one, I guess, kind of giving them a break, right?
Yes. So it's pretty awesome, especially our adult day center, because those are the clients that come in from the community whose parents or siblings that have them at the center, they have to work. Mm-hmm. So we're a place that they can drop their loved ones off and know that they're being taken care of, know that they have a place to go to where they're safe and where there's a full-time nurse on staff if they have any problems. They know that they're getting to do something fun. So they aren't just sitting at home all day with nothing to do.
Sitting in front of the TV.
Right. Mm-hmm. We're taking them out into the community. So they get to go see the murals downtown. They get to go to the Perot Theater when there's a show on during the day. So we really try to get them out.
It's stimulating physically and mentally when
you
do those kind of things. That's really,
yes.
I love what you guys do. If someone wanted to get in touch with you, how would they do that? You got a Facebook page, right?
We do. We have a Facebook page, a website. Really, if you Google us, we'll come up because we have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter,
all of the social media.
Just find it. Okay. And then call the center. You can talk to me. They'll direct you to my extension. So I can always help you out. Volunteers, donations, whatever.
Awesome. Rebecca, thank you so much for coming in. Again, remember, on Friday, it's National Caregivers Day, and I think if there was a crown for caregivers, you guys would get it.
Thank you.
Such good work. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Come in more often.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Listen to Kelly live weekdays from 6 until 10 a.m. on Cool 95.1.